We've talked before about type 2 diabetes, adult onset diabetes, and the fact that it is associated with obesity and with heavier weight.
Mm-hmm.
But there's some debate over whether weight loss surgery, the type of surgery you can have, like gastric bypass, for example, to reduce your weight, whether that can actually reverse or improve type 2 diabetes, and at the same time, whether it's worth the risk, even if it does.
That's right. And this was information was presented in San Diego, the sessions of the American Diabetes Association, just this past weekend. And what they looked at are was initial evidence. This was several years ago, Mark, where at the University of Otago in New Zealand, a surgeon there was finding out that, you know, after he did gastric bypass surgery, many of his type 2 diabetes patients had reversal of their diabetes within about 5 to 7 days, even before they started losing weight from the surgery. And that led to more investigation to say, you know, what seems to be happening is that when you prevent the passage of food through a specific segment of the intestine, you reduce the secretion of hormones that stimulated the effect of insulin resistance and weight gain and such. And so you ended up seeing a reversal of this type 2 diabetes. So in effect, what they've now presented was 82,000 patients who had a body mass index of over 35 and were followed for about a year. And this is ongoing as well. So it is a short duration. But out of those 82,000, some had a procedure called the Roux-en-Y procedure, which is literally a bypass of that segment of the intestine. And others had gastric banding, which is a narrowing of the stomach to reduce the amount of food that actually goes through the digestive system. And they found that 83% of those that had the Roux-en-Y procedure, the bypass itself, had a reversal of their diabetes within days. And those that had gastric banding, 62% of them experienced the same thing. Now, to give you an idea of what this actually means with regards to health maintenance and disease prevention, type 2 diabetes leads to, as you mentioned, some of the things, but leads to heart disease, heart attack, stroke, high blood pressure, sleep apnea, joint diseases, and even certain cancers. And if you reverse that process, you reverse the risk of many of those diseases. And when they looked at the cost of the surgery, the risk versus the benefit, physical risk, health risk, the benefits to their health far outweighed the risk of the surgery. And secondly, from a cost perspective, because now latest estimates are 350 million people in the world with type 2 diabetes. At age 50, a person diagnosed at age 50, this is U.S. dollars, can expect to spend about $172,000, the equivalent of about 7 surgeries on the condition,
right,
on the basis of the diseases that they develop from their diabetes and trying to mitigate or prevent some of these diseases through medication alone. So you're seeing at least some evidence to suggest, you know, the surgery is a viable option for people who are have a body mass index over 35, who have risk of many other diseases. The surgery itself, at least in the short term, seems to help prevent and reverse the process.
All right, Barry, thank you.
You're very welcome, Mark.